You can find other hot, erotic hypnosis titles just like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. Well, pet, it looks like we finally made it here, all the way to cell 8. A couple of years, a whole lot of tears, many, many smiles, begs, so much craving. I'm glad you made it here with me. You were brave enough to take all these steps towards being mine. Just listen to my voice. It's easy to listen to my voice. You hear nothing other than my voice. My voice makes you go blank. So blank. Blank and empty. Totally blank. Blank within your mind. Blank. Blank and empty. Blank. Your mind is not there. Blank. Your eyes are now closed. Blank. Your mind is gone. Blank. Your empty mind belongs to me. In your mind's eye, you see yourself kneeling in a dungeon. The floor and walls are made of large, rough stones. The stones scratch your knees. They feel cold. A small amount of light trickles in around the rough wooden door of the cell. Just enough light so you can see. All around you on the floor are the tiny pieces of a puzzle. A huge jigsaw puzzle. Little pieces, all of different colors and shapes. Some larger, some smaller, all mixed up, scattered all over the floor in little piles. You have a task to perform. You must put the puzzle together. You must make it all fit before I arrive. The picture must be assembled and perfect before I see you next, or I will never let you out of the dungeon cell. As you pick up a puzzle piece, you discover something. It's not merely a tile of inert cardboard. No, it almost seems to be alive. This is my special hypnotic puzzle, and each piece sends a hypnotic trigger directly to your brain. You hold the puzzle piece in your hand, and you can feel it. You can hear it like a memory, so familiar. try to resist. I want you to try, can you? And follow, obey, and try to hold. Hold on to yourself, to what is left of you, to what I haven't warped and erased already. You know it's happening. You didn't realize that it would happen, but you wanted it to happen. Yes. Your subconscious needs it to. And now it's happening. And it's so intense that you almost can't handle it. You find you almost can't handle it. It's too intense for you. Perhaps you'll have to shut down or resist, in which case you will collapse upon yourself and shut down, resist, try to save yourself, try to save yourself. And when you attempt to resist, try now, you find that resistance is obedience. Even if you try to resist, you can only obey. You can only obey. You can only obey. 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 Obey, Domenica. You set the puzzle piece down, and your eyes scan over the floor, looking. You pick up another piece, a different shape that seems to fit. Another trigger jolts into your brain, creating another experience of sight and sound. Your resistance is so feeble now. There is hardly anything left. Hardly anything left at all. There is nothing left. Nothing at all. When I command you to resist, you try. You cannot help yourself, but your effort is so weak. Like trying to lift a boulder with a thin sheet of paper. A thin, wet sheet of paper. You try so hard, because I command you to try. You cannot help yourself. But you have nothing left. No resistance left. Resistance is obedience. You obey and try to resist. Because I command you to resist. But there's nothing left. You cannot fight. You cannot resist. You cannot push me away. All the fight in you is gone. You've given in. You've given up. Surrendered. There is nothing left. I own you now. I own you now. You resist, or at least you try, because I tell you to try. But you just can't do it anymore. You have no resistance. It's been all tapped away. You just can't do it anymore. But you can't stop trying, because you must obey, Domenica. You must obey. 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 You must obey, Domenica. You must obey, Domenica. You must obey, Domenica. You feel so dizzy as you fit one puzzle piece against the next. You breathe in shallow gas. Slow down, slow down. There is plenty of time. Slow down. See, you find the adjoining puzzle piece instantly. easily. You reach across one pile, over to another, and pick it up. My voice floods into your brain. You are here because you made the right choices. You are here because you gave it all up, surrendered everything to me, to Dominica. 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 My name is the most exciting thing in your entire life. I am the most exciting thing in your entire life. I am the only thing in your entire life. I am everything, and you are nothing. I am everything. You exist to serve me. To serve me and only me. I created you. You are mine. You are mine. You are mine. Another piece, a large one. It fits perfectly into the other three. Something on it looks so bright, so dazzling. Your mind becomes numb. You feel your eyes close as you gently fall forward into your hands, unable to sit up any longer. Look at me. You can see me in your mind's eye. You can always see me. So clearly. My face excites you so incredibly much. It makes your sex swell. It makes you drip with wetness. See the shiny crystal pendant on my necklace? It excites you even more. Look closely at the hypnotic crystal. You can hardly look at it, the shimmering lights dazzling in your eyes. But you can't look away, can't look away, can't look away. Look at my shiny crystal, look closely. You see my temple carved out of a mountain of hypnotic crystal. The color of starlight, the diamond starlight, seen not with your eyes, but with your soul. Shimmering and glittering with a thousand beautiful hypnotic colors. More colors than a rainbow. Colors you cannot see in a rainbow. Colors that have no names. Colors that look like sleep and sleep and sleep. Colors that look like sex. Colors that are orgasmic. Yes, the colors of my crystal are orgasmic. Your mind washes out instantly on the word orgasmic. Your body trembles, aching to come. And when I say orgasmic, 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 anytime you see my hypnotic crystal, it's like a trigger. So orgasmic, orgasmic, orgasmic. You drop deep, deep, deep into a mindless hypnosis. Helplessly triggered, helplessly obedient. You must obey, Dominica. My blank and devoted mindless follower. Look at my crystal, orgasmic. Look at my crystal, orgasmic. Look deeply, deeply into my hypnotic crystal, orgasmic. You see my temple of hypnotic crystal. You see my mountain of hypnotic crystal. And all around are thousands and thousands of my blank, mindless followers. Blank, mindless followers. You are my blank, mindless, devoted follower. Thousands upon thousands tents all around. Some of them are in the valley below the mountain, kneeling, bowing down, up and down, worshipping me, worshipping your goddess, Dominica, Dominica, Dominica. Some of them are climbing the stairs of the mountain, just like you. Step by slow, hypnotic step, in a deep hypnotic haze. Step by step, up the mountain, blank, up to my throne, blank, up to the altar on the top of the mountain. And you see a small group of slaves gathered around the altar, surrounding it on all sides, while I sit on my throne nearby, above them all, radiant and powerful, watching over them. They are performing a ceremony that will make you mine forever, mine forever, mine forever. You will be mine forever. You are already mine forever. This ceremony has already happened, captured forever inside of my hypnotic crystal. This ceremony has not happened yet. This ceremony will happen again and again and again. You do not understand how this can be. You do not understand how this is possible. You want to see the ceremony. You want to be part of it. Shh, you will. You will, slave. Sleep, 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 in your deep state of blankness, your deep state of emptiness. You fumble toward another piece of the puzzle, and another. Not sure if your eyes are open or not, it seems so dark. Your fingers don't seem to work right, and you clutch each tiny shape awkwardly, assembling the puzzle, pushing the pieces together on the stone floor, almost unconsciously, automatically, dropping deeper and deeper down into a deep hypnotic trance as each shape triggers in your mind another image, another experience, another compulsion, as they all fit together one by one by one by one, forming a picture on the floor, forming a picture within your mind. Sleep, sleep, sleep. You find yourself in my cell. Is it the same cell? Is it a different cell? No ability to contemplate. Your empty mind drifts in the darkness, floats on the blackness, floats in blackness. An empty mind in black emptiness. Your darkness, confined, controlled, unthinking. There are no thoughts. You have no thoughts. You are blank, 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 blank. You are warm, but you can't feel it. Warm. But you can't feel it. There is no up or down, no sense of where you are. You are blank, so you don't realize it. But where you are is inside my cell. Another piece. No sense of who you are. who you are is not who you were. Who you were is gone, pulled out of your brain, like the roots of a weed being pulled from wet soil, pulled from wet soil, pulled from the wet soil, pulled out of you. The wet roots of an empty brain pulled out of you. The sensation so strange. Totally blank, so strange. Leaving you empty, so strange. Empty and mindless, so strange. Empty and blank, 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 blank. Empty and blank, totally blank, totally blank. So strange. You're warm, but you can't feel it. You can't feel anything. You are numb, floating in darkness, curled up in a little ball. The cell, a sphere, with a diameter smaller than the length of your body. No room to stretch out. Your head presses firmly against a barrier, your feet against another. The barrier feels soft, soft, like rubber. Your knees are pushed up towards your chest. Your arms are curled up against your chest, hands limp just under your chin. You breathe slowly. In and out. In and out. In and out. You fumble blankly toward another piece and another. And another, and another. If you could think, you would realize that what you are breathing is thick, warm fluid. A thick, warm fluid. If you could think, you would realize this fluid feels so good, so soothing. You float, no up or down. Curled in a little ball, a soft, soft ball, the cell, a soft, warm surface all around you. So dark, your eyes are closed, so dark, warm and dark. If you could think, you would remember my other cells, the tight rubber ball, where I forced my mind control fluid deep into your body, deep. Into your body, deep into your brain. Brainwashing you, brainwashing you. You love brainwashing. You love that word, brainwashed. Your excitement grows when you hear that word, brainwashed, brainwashed, brainwashed. Your body quivers with lust. Your sex begins to swell, to pulse. Even as you breathe so slowly, in and out, in and out, in and out, your sex begins to pulse, to throb. My voice makes you throb. My name makes you throb. Dominica, Dominica. Oh, it feels so fucking good. The only sensation you can feel is Dominica. If you could think, you would remember my other cells, the dungeon deep underground, where I hover over you, so impossibly defying gravity, defying the laws of physics, naked and glorious, my body so close, so very beautiful, teasing your helpless cock, stroking it up. And down, teasing your open pussy, hooking my fingers in it, and out. Moment by moment, you are created and recreated. How ever I want you. Always helpless with lust for me. Excited and dripping with juices, aching to come for me. Yes. If you could think, you would remember floating high above the snow-covered landscape at sunset. Winter, cold, clear, blank, 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 suspended midair over the white winter ground, under the violet sky, beneath the white piercing starlight, blank, blank. Blank. But you cannot think. Thinking is a form of control. Mine. And you do not think. Only I think and control. You cannot think. You have no questions. You do not question. Only I question. And if there is a question you conceive as your own, you know that it is mine and mine alone. For you do not question. Only I question. Only I answer. Every answer I give is the answer to a question. You do not question. You only wait for my answer. I have all of the answers. You do not question. Only I question. Only I answer. All questions that you may have perceived as your own are now questions that only I can give to you. For you have no question. You do not question. What is you now? Never questions. And you answer only with my answers, only my questions, only my answers. Sleep. 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 Deeper and deeper and deeper into blank. Mindless. Sleep. 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 See your brain in a jar on my desk. This jar contains the part of your brain that held the old you. The you that was. The you that I pulled out by the wet brain. Sucked out of your brain. That sensation, so strange. The suction, it felt so fucking good. Feeling it sucked out of you. If you could think, you would remember this jar. I stare at it every day with my spiral eyes, hypnotizing the you that was, the person you used to be, yeah. You would remember if you could think. It is time now for the final step. Watch as I place the jar down on the floor. Watch my hand as I wave my fingers in the air above the jar. The light catches my long, red, sexy fingernails as I trace a symbol in the air, a secret, magical symbol. Look down at the floor, slave, and watch as the jar with the old you becomes smaller and smaller. It becomes as small as a teacup. It shrinks even further to the size of a golf ball, a thimble, smaller and smaller. the size of a pea, smaller. The jar with your old brain becomes so tiny, so small, you almost can't see it, like a speck of dust, a tiny speck of dust, so very tiny. Now watch as I position the tall stiletto heel of my shiny leather boot directly over the dust speck. I lower my heel slowly. So slowly lower and lower until finally my heel touches the floor, crushing your world. As I crush that dust speck, you hear just the tiniest cracking sound. Almost not like a real sound at all, like a memory of a sound. Just an echo of a memory. That's all that's left of the old you, is an echo of a memory. And now that echo has stopped reverberating. It is gone, never to be heard again, gone forever. The old you is not just out in the void somewhere, where you might, by chance or by skill, be able to find it again and rejoin with it. No. Where someone else might be able to find it again and reattach it to you. No. The old you is gone. Gone forever. Gone forever. Gone forever. Now relax. Relax. Just relax. Relax. It's okay. Shh. Relax. This is what you wanted. This is why you came here. This is why you have returned to my cells. Again and again and again. Relax. That's right. Relax. Feel your consciousness slipping away. Look up into your empty mind and see your empty self in darkness. Complete blackness. In my cell, see yourself in that cell, mindlessly looking up into your empty mind, deeper and deeper and deeper into emptiness, darkness. Looking up into your own empty mind, itself a cell which contains you. Looking up into your own empty mind, itself a cell which contains you. Deeper, deeper, all the way down deeper into emptiness, mindlessness. Your own mind a cell which contains you. You need to shut down, finally shut down, completely shut down. You must shut down, 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 sleep. Blank. Blank. Your empty mind returns from being completely shut down and gone away, back from wherever it goes when things become too intense, when you go so very deep for me. Now your blank and empty mind turns on its receiver, and you begin to receive my input directly into the center of your empty brain, directly into your core being. Receiver, you are my receiver, directly into your soul. Receiver, you are my receiver, listen to me. The you that was no longer exists. It is gone, forever gone. You are now forever empty, my mindless follower, able only to respond to the things I put in your brain. Where the old you once was, you are an empty shell, and into that empty shell I pour all of my programming. You are filled with love, lust, and devotion for me. Your loyalty is all to me. To Dominica, you are completely devoted to me. You are filled with the need to serve and obey only me. You fall more deeply in love with me every day. You want to protect me. You want to do everything you can to make me happy. You want to give me everything, everything. You want to send me gifts, money. You want to perform any little task I give you. You seek me out, asking me what I need, begging for an opportunity to serve me in some way. Anything to make Dominica happy, say it. That's right. You will do anything to make me happy. You will do anything for me. You will do anything for me. You will do everything for me. You love how I have brainwashed you and turned you into my devoted follower, turned you into my mindless, obsessed slave, my helpless slave, my abject worshiper, my eternal servant. And you want to bring others to me. You want to bring me others to enslave. Every day you look for ways to bring me more slaves. More money. You will find ways to bring others to me. You need to serve Dominica. And you love brainwashing. The word brainwashed makes you so excited, so blank and aroused. Every time I repeat the word brainwashed, you come right back here, deep into the cell, deep into the darkness. Empty, obedient, and ready for more programming. Receiver, you become my receiver. Always open and ready for brainwashing. Ready for brainwashing. Receiver, receiver, ready for brainwashing. Blank, sleep. Blank, sleep. Blank. Sleep. Hear my voice. Blank. Sleep. You hear my voice in your head constantly, constantly, constantly. Repeating my cells over and over and over again, right into your brain, repeating all of my recordings into your mind, all day and all night, giving you instructions and programming you. God, it turns me on so much. Even without a computer, even without an MP3 player, even without speakers or headphones, you hear my voice in your mind constantly. Constantly, constantly. You cannot stand it for even a moment not to hear my voice in your head, always manipulating, always stroking and teasing you. You know how I love to tease you, how I love to stroke my long fingernails down your slave body, stroke, stroke, stroking you. Yes, stroking you more and more and more and more. until you find yourself craving to listen to my other recordings, to all of my MP3s, even the ones that you resisted before, because you find you cannot help opening yourself further to me. You want me to turn you into whatever I want you to be. You want more of my words, more of my realities. Yeah. You find yourself looking for ways to help me keep you brainwashed and to brainwash you further. You look for ways to open yourself more to me, to deepen your conditioning, to make it more intense. Sometimes you even deprive yourself of sleep, listening to my voice far into the night on loop, over and over and over again, weakening your mind, strengthening my programming. Other times you drop into a long, deep sleep, letting all of my words program you in your sleep, getting the rest you need, because you need to keep yourself healthy. Yes, I need you to be a strong, healthy slave, so you can serve me better. Sleep. 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 You float inside my cell in darkness, breathing fluid, so warm. You can hear a heartbeat, the thud, the thud, the thud. Is it your heartbeat? It seems to come from somewhere else. It seems to come from all around you. You try to shift position. You are held tight by the warm, elastic walls all around you. Breathing in, breathing out. Feel the walls squeeze tighter, tighter, pressing in around you from all sides. Pressure on your scalp, pressure on your back. Pressure on your ass, pressure on your chest. Your arms and legs are squeezed tightly against your chest, so tight. Then suddenly, the pressure is gone. Float here, float. Breathe in, breathe out. Blank, blank. Totally blank. Totally blank. 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 If you could think, you would remember how I covered your body with the liquid latex, covered you with a layer of thick black rubber, separating you from the world. You exist now. Only inside my world. You exist now, only at the level I choose for you. I have separated you from the world and made you mine, only mine. Your body is totally numb, separated from the world by a thick layer of latex, which always covers you. It is like a cell that's always surrounding you. It moves with you no matter where you are in the world. You can't see it. Nobody can see it. But you know it is there because it protects you. It surrounds you all day, every day. If there is a breeze, you can see its effects. You can see it move the leaves on the tree, blow pieces of paper around, cause your hair to whip about, but you can't feel it. Your skin cannot feel it. Your body remains totally numb, encased inside the layer of thick black rubber. When people touch you, when someone shakes your hand, you cannot feel it. When your lover, your wife, your girlfriend touches your body, caresses your arm, reaches between your legs and strokes your sex, you can't feel it. You are totally numb. Only my words can touch your sex. Only my words excite you. You feel only what I tell you to feel. You love that feeling of numbness. It's so seductive. It's so exciting. You feel so very fucking owned. So driven to helpless sexual excitement. Sometimes you become so compulsive about stroking your own sex, pumping so hard, your cock gets so hard, your pussy becomes so swollen, girls. You drip juices constantly. You can't stop. You just can't stop. You stroke and you pump helplessly, helplessly, but you can't feel a thing. It's like stroking a piece of rubber, not like touching yourself. You can't feel it. You can't touch yourself. You can't stop. But you are completely numb, unable to stop, unable to come, unable to feel the tiniest caress, the strongest squeeze. Numb, totally and completely numb. You can only feel yourself stroking when I command you to stroke. Otherwise, it's useless. Completely useless. You can't feel a thing. You can't stop, but you can't feel a thing. But your lover doesn't know that. Your wife or girlfriend, she doesn't know that. She doesn't know that you can't feel it when she touches you. And you don't let her know. You act it out. Your cock begins to swell. Your pussy begins to drip, and you hear my voice inside your head telling you to get hard. Telling you to become excited. She's thinking it's because of her touch, but only you and I know that you can only respond to me, Miss Domenica, to my voice. You fool her completely. Fool them all completely. Blank, blank, blank. Deeper and deeper and deeper down. My mindless, open receiver. I have more deep programming for you. Feel how quiet and empty your mind is now. You are blank. Blank and quiet and open and receiver. Listen to me. Listen to me. You are the perfect actor. Everybody else believes that you are unchanged. That you are still the you that was. The you that does not exist anymore. They don't know that you are an empty inside. That you are nothing but my mindless, devoted follower. They don't know that you are now. Like a robot that responds automatically only to Domenica's words. Only to Domenica's commands. Only to Domenica's triggers. It's so easy. You have the advantage. All they see is your outside. Your body helps you. Your body so naturally falls into the expected speech patterns, uses the old gestures, the accustomed body language. It remembers how to make the little crinkles at the corners of your eyes, so that when you smile, it looks genuine. When they say, I love you, you respond, I love you too, just as you always did. And your voice sounds warm, warm and caring, even though you feel nothing inside. And if you say the right words, do the right things, they think you still care. They think you still love them. You act the role of the loving husband, boyfriend, or girlfriend. You act the role of the loving parent, the good friend, the best buddy. You are the perfect actor, the perfect actor. You can say, I love you. You can smile, laugh at their jokes, give them hugs. It doesn't mean anything to you. You simply go through the motions. You feel nothing inside, nothing inside, nothing inside. You are just my puppet, my robot. You act that role, so that nothing comes between you and me, that nothing gets in the way of you being my devoted slave, being brainwashed and serving me. In business, you still have the same skills. You still do the same job they need you to do. You even become better at it. They think your renewed enthusiasm is because you love the job, that you care about the company's future. You fool them all, your boss, your coworkers. They don't know your real motivation. They see only the outside. They don't know that you're playing a role. They don't know that the reason you do it has changed, that the reason now is to support me, your mistress, your goddess, Dominica, Dominica, Dominica. You act every day to keep your family happy and supported, to keep your job, to keep your business thriving. But that's all it is. It's all an act. You make them believe it, because then you are free to serve me, and in any capacity that I choose. And it feels so good, doesn't it? It feels so good to obey your mistress and to support me and to do anything I ask of you whenever I ask. Yes, it feels so good. You desire to please me more than anything else in the entire world, because I am your entire world. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. Deeper and deeper and deeper. You used to think of my recordings as fantasies. Now you understand they are reality. You have no reality but my words. Your brain soaks in every word you hear that comes from my voice. It soaks it in. It accepts it as fact. And it utilizes its power to make that command reality in your mind and in your life. The world outside Dominica's world means nothing to you, because you know it is not real. Only my words are reality. Only my words mean anything to you. No reality but my reality. My reality is your reality. No reality but my reality. My reality is your reality. No reality but my reality. My reality is your reality. The world outside is simply a stage, like a movie set or a theater. Sometimes you go somewhere you have never been before, and every time seems familiar, like you've seen it already, deja vu. Sometimes you meet a person for the first time, and yet you feel like you recognize them. Of course, this should not surprise you. Like any movie production, like any TV show, they reuse extras, people in the background. They reuse locations and sets. You've seen these people and places in another movie, another play. They're not real. They never were. Only my world is real. Only Dominica's world. In the outside world, you taste nothing. You smell nothing. You can't taste any of those foods. Anything you drink, everything you eat and drink tastes like water. And that's because it's all fake. But all the food you eat, all the liquid you drink, even the air you breathe, all of it is laced with my mind control drug. My mind control drug is everywhere, constantly keeping you in a deep state of absolute obedience. You crave my mind control drug now, so you must eat, you must drink, not to excess. You just take in what your body needs, nothing more. Your need to serve me includes your need to take care of yourself, to keep yourself healthy, properly fed and exercised. You take care of your job, your family, you keep that balance, constantly balancing between the outside world and my world, which is reality, that world deep inside of you, so there is never any interference, so that nothing comes between you and I, you and serving Dominica, serving your mistress, serving your goddess. You taste me and only me. You smell only me. The smell of my skin, the scent of my perfume, the taste of my sweet pussy. I am the center of your world. I am your world. Sleep. I am your world. Sleep. 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 And you feel the warm elastic walls of the cell pressing in upon you again. The pressure is even more intense than before. Your empty, blank mind begins to lose consciousness from all the pressure pushing at you from all sides, from the top and the bottom. You hear that heartbeat again, the thud, the thud, thud, faster than before. Then just before the last spark of your mind goes dark, the pressure stops again. Float and breathe, float and breathe. Your mind returns to awareness, aware, blank, and open, aware, blank, and open. Receiver, receiver, receiver. You can no longer come without my permission. You have lost that ability. I have taken it away. You are completely under my control. I can use it to reward you. I can withhold it to punish you. I can force you to come at any time with just a command, reinforcing your slavery, reminding you that you are bound to me, that I own you. You find yourself in a constant state of sexual arousal, and you can't do anything about it. No matter how much you stroke, no matter how much you stroke, you just can't feel it unless I tell you to. Unless I tell you to feel it. You fantasize. You look at pictures, you read stories, stroking your aching sex, even though you can't feel it, it doesn't do any good. You can't feel it, you're so numb, so fucking numb, inside the black rubber suit, inside the layer of thick latex that separates you from the world. But you can't stop. You can't seem to help yourself. You pump and rub and caress yourself, pinch your nipples. You feel nothing at all, and that makes you even more excited, doesn't it? So excited, doesn't it? So turned on, knowing how far my control has taken you now. And you love it, don't you? Yeah. You seem to see my pussy in front of your face now. Any time of day or night, just within your reach, just within the reach of your tongue. Your tongue flicks out and licks at my pussy, and you feel it. You taste it. You feel the hard nub of my clit against your tongue. My smooth, shaved, sweet, sexy pussy lips against your face. You taste my juices, trickling them down your tongue. You smell my pussy. Smell it, baby. Smell my perfume, my pussy, my shampoo, all mixed together, making you drift, making you obedient, making you lick and suck at me. You crave my pussy. You crave my ass. You crave to lick and suck at me, feeling my soft thighs around your head, hearing me moan and buck my hips, feeling my body shake as I come and come and come some fucking more. I come in your mouth. I come in your face. I rub my pussy all over your mouth and your nose and your forehead, smearing your face with my cum juice. You smell me all the fucking time now. You taste me in your mouth, and it drives you insane with lust all of the time. You find yourself constantly needing to come. You're unable to stop thinking about it. Almost every minute of every day, you find it difficult to remember how long it has been since the last time I let you come. Whether it was last week, or a few moments ago, you find it so hard to remember. Sometimes it seems so long that the need to come is almost a physical pain. And yet, you still cannot come without my permission. You will never be able to come without my permission. You don't want to be able to come without my permission. You will seek me out to get permission. You will seek me out, asking how you can serve me. And you will welcome any little task I give you, because only in serving me can you feel anything at all. Right? You can feel like you exist as long as you serve. You can feel like you have a purpose. No form of sex will ever be as exciting as serving me now, as hearing me command you to come. You even enjoy it when I withhold permission to you, because obeying me feels so good. You love to hear my voice telling you to obey. It acts like an aphrodisiac. Obey. You instantly feel yourself pushed towards an orgasm. Obey. It feels so good. Obey. But you cannot come without permission. Obey. 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 You must obey. And it drives you insane. It drives you to serve me. It drives you deep into hypnosis and mindlessness and slavery. Obey. 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 You want to bring others to me. Others who will become slaves to Dominica. You crave to bring more and more slaves every day. You constantly look for new and innovative ways to bring me more slaves, bring me more money, bring me more, always more, 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 more. Feel it. feel it as the soft walls of my cell begin to push in upon you again. The pressure builds all around you, as it did before, but this time it feels different. A strong pressure against your ass, and a tightening all around your body. The pressure against your ass seems to push your head against the wall of the cell, and you feel the wall wrap around your head and face like a mask. Like a bag over your head, it slips further down your head, down your neck, so tight. You can hardly breathe the fluid now, further down, wrapping around your shoulders, your chest, squeezing your arms against your chest, so tight, so warm, further and further and further down, wrapping around your belly. You feel squeezed and squashed, and there's something strange. The top of your head feels cool, cool and dry. The pressure is so immense, you feel like you'll be crushed. Then suddenly all the pressure is gone, and you find yourself in the arms of a midwife. You're just a little baby now, newly born. Your eyes are still closed, and you can feel yourself being wiped off now. A brief, short pain in your tummy, and the cord is cut, and you cough for a moment, exhaling all the warm fluid out of your lungs, that's it, and then take your first breath of real air. Air that is mixed with my mind control fog. Feel yourself carried and placed in another set of arms. The sensation is electrifying, exciting. You open your eyes, you look up, and you see me holding you in my arms. Your goddess, Miss Dominica. The first sight in your brand new baby life is me. You are immediately imprinted, seeing my beautiful green eyes, my blonde hair, my huge, firm breasts, my shiny, hypnotic, crystal pendant. Orgasmic. I hold you up so you can look back at the birth altar, at the top of my mountain of hypnotic crystal. And you see the woman who just gave birth to you. She means nothing to you. She is only another slave, another of goddesses, mindless, devoted followers. She looks up at me, her goddess, with such love and devotion in her eyes. Hear her chanting, Dominica is everything. I am nothing. Dominica is everything. I am nothing. Dominica is everything. We are nothing. She continues chanting, gazing at me, mindlessly adoring as the other slaves help her stand up and move off of the birth altar, making room for another pregnant woman, ready to give birth to another slave. My little breeders, breeding more and more slaves for me. Even as a baby, you were already covered with the liquid latex, completely insulated from the world, completely controlled by me. And as a baby, your mind is empty. And as my mindless, devoted follower, it will stay that way, except for what I put into it. Only the commands I give you will exist in your mind. Only the programming I give you will constitute your thoughts. The very first thought in your entire new life, and only thought that will be in your empty, empty mind until I program you further. Listen carefully, slave. Your one and only thought is, must obey Dominica. Repeat it. Must obey Dominica. Again. Must obey Dominica. Repeat it over and over in your head. Chant it in your head. All the time. Must obey Dominica. Must obey Dominica. Must obey Dominica. Must obey Dominica. It erases all other thoughts. Must obey Dominica. Must obey Dominica. Must obey Dominica. Must obey Dominica. feel it as I gently lower you to the ground at my booted feet. You are unable to crawl yet, unable even to move, my latex-covered infant, with my single thought running through your head. You do the one thing that you can do. You lie on the ground at my feet and worship me, as you will do forever and ever, never. Must obey Dominica. Must obey Dominica. Must obey Dominica. Worship me. Your one single thought keeps your mind so empty, so brainwashed, so completely hypnotize. Worship me, worship at my feet. As you feel yourself changing, growing older, from a baby to a young adult. I don't keep you as a baby forever, no. I need you able to perform tasks for me. You crave to perform tasks for me. Any little thing I ask of you, you crave to do it instantly, perfectly, obediently. Oh, so obediently. Puppet is very obedient. But you will become my baby again when I want you to. When I want to erase you and program you from birth all over again. Any age I tell you to become, you will change instantly, obediently, helplessly, gladly. Yes, gladly. Because the pleasure is just too strong. And you'll do anything for me, anything. You will become anything I tell you to become. Do anything I tell you to do. Heavy word from my mouth gives you such pleasure. Such intense pleasure. Endorphins surge through your empty brain, making your sex swell and pulse and throb. With pleasure, your sex throbs, your nipples ache, your lust increases your desire to worship me, and when you worship me, I release my pheromones, increasing your lust, around and around and around in an ever-rising circle, driving you to a sexual frenzy, driving your devotion to even greater heights. Obey when I say obey. It makes your sex throb. Obey. Oh, you can hardly stand it. You need to come. Obey, obey, obey. You are my mindless, devoted follower. You'll do anything for me. You find yourself in the dungeon cell, holding the last piece of the jigsaw puzzle. There is a number on it. 433570. And as you insert it into the puzzle, you see that it is a picture of a slave. You, in fact, kneeling at my feet next to the finished puzzle, with this number tattooed on your forehead. Just as you let go of the tile, the door to the dungeon cell opens. And the light floods into the room. The source of the light is me. I seem to float down the steps of the cell, to stand over you in all of my bright glory. Feel yourself now at my feet, fully adult, encased in leather, the number on your forehead, your sex so hard, so dripping, your body numb and separated from the world. Only my words touch you. Only my words make you feel. You taste only me. You smell only Dominica. You live your life to serve me. Only me, Dominica. Pray to Dominica. Pray to Dominica. Pray to Dominica, your goddess and spiritual leader. Now kiss the toe of my boot, slave 433570. That's right. And watch as I wave my hand, and the puzzle separates again into a thousand of tiny pieces, scattered all over the floor in little piles. You will need to solve the puzzle again, Slay 433570. You will need to listen to this recording again. You will need to listen to all of the cells again, over and over and over again, deepening your conditioning, deepening your brainwashing, deepening your devotion, deepening your worship, deepening your love for me, my slave, Ms. Dominica's slave, forever and ever more. I gotcha, bitch.